to LA.
Okay, so let's expand on that, because we talked about what he should do, right? And in the prime of your life, listen, the decisions I made, you know, as a 25, 26, 27 year old are totally different than the decisions that I make as a, hey, I let you guys decide my age. I'm not going to give it to you for free. But the decisions, let's just say the decisions I made over a decade ago are totally different than the decisions I make now. And sometime when you're young and you're in the moment, you're motivated by other things, maybe a little outside of what's the best basketball fit. But let me ask you this, transition to, you know, what you think he will do. When you say go to L.A., what do you think entices Paul about the Lakers?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, he grew up in Los Angeles. So there are home roots there, much like a lot of players in this league. Sorry, what?
Yeah, he's a Cali kid.
Yeah. So he's a Cali kid, and he grew up rooting for the Lakers. And, like, what's funny is that in the NBA, I think with – I did an article on this, but players are starting to look at teams that that actually provide a stable situation. Like, it's not as much about big markets, but if, say, a big market team is showing that it's a stable situation like L.A. and, say, not really New York, that – like, Bill Marcus will always have that advantage, especially if they show that they are definitely well-run. The Lakers, I mean, to their credit, this season, they've shown that they are back on track to being, you know, they're on their way to becoming relevant again. So that makes the decision easier for George, rather than, say, if the Lakers had been just as they were for the previous four seasons before this one, I think that would be harder for George to go over there. But since they showed signs of progress, they even made Isaiah Thomas, who looked terrible in Cleveland, look actually pretty good for a couple of weeks there. So I think the Lakers have shown enough progress that that it wouldn't be so crazy for George to go to L.A.
I tell you what, some of the big market lore really, you know, left the building. I remember a couple of years ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember the Lakers were fawning over a guy like Greg Monroe, who right now can't really get off the bench for the Boston Celtics. And Greg Monroe decided to, you know, spurn the Los Angeles Lakers and sign a big deal with the Milwaukee Bucks, right? And you remember a couple years ago, too, you had Dwight Howard decide to leave his dream spot when he coming from Orlando, leave the Lakers to go to the Houston Rockets. So to your point, I think you hit on something. I think you made a great point there. The lure of the big market is still there. However, you know, the money, if the money is the same and with the onslaught of social media and going viral and the prevalence of league pass, right? What is the lure of going to somewhere like New York, where Carmelo Anthony had an absolute headache the past 4 or 5 years, right? Because of the media presence and all that. And think about it, he's making some of the same max money some other guys in a smaller market where, you know, the media might be a little bit more friendly. There isn't as much of a spotlight on him. The scrutiny isn't, and doesn't have the weight of a whole city under his on his back. You make a great point. What is a big market if there's no culture, if there's no system, if there's no roadmap truly for success? And to the point right now, I think Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson out there in L.A. have done a fantastic job of at least
phenomenal.
You know, since they've taken over the reins of that. And now this summer, they have the potential to have two max spots, and they can roll this cap space over to 2019. You know, no one says they have to use the cap, all of their cap this year. I mean, they could load up on a couple 1 year deals and roll this into 2019. So I'll tell you what, when you talk about the Los Angeles Lakers, I mean, they are definitely in a fantastic spot. They don't have to use all of their cap space now. They have two max spots potentially, depending on what they do with some of the roster, you know, Brooke Lopez with Julius Randle. But they don't have to use all of that. They don't have to scratch that itch in their pocket and spend like, you know, Mitch Kupchak did a few years back with Luol Deng and